Should Stormont hike up student fees to help with the financial burden from budget cuts? The Finance Minister, Simon Hamilton, has said he would consider an increase in student fees that would go to support the higher education sector through some of the difficulties it's going to have in the next financial year. So should we protect the workforce of tomorrow, or is it right that those who decide they want further education pay for it? On the line, student and commentator Sarah Wright and broadcaster Ian Collins. Morning, both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, Sarah, you're pretty clear on this. You want the tuition fees to stay frozen for the next 5 years.
Yes, we passed a motion at Queen's Student Council last week to oppose any increase in tuition fees for the next 5 years. Ideally, we would be advocating for free education, and I know that's what our national union does. But I'm very disappointed that the Finance Minister has even, you know, proposed this as an option.
But at the same time, if you're looking towards everybody paying a little bit more or thousands of students not getting the opportunity, because that's what we're facing, looking at up to 3,000 student places just not being available next year.
You know, the whole funding system in Northern Ireland for further and higher education, it's completely underfunded. We're the only region in the UK that is disinvesting in higher education, and it sends a message that education and producing a highly skilled workforce is just not a priority for the Northern Ireland Executive. I mean, we've already seen the results of cuts to higher education in terms of drop in league tables. We dropped by 9 places at Queen's. I mean, that devalues the degrees that students receive from our universities, and also sends a clear message to international business and competitors that we don't prioritise further in higher education.
Well, surely we have prioritised it in the fact that we pay a lot less, £6,000 a year less than students in England.
That's not prioritising. Prioritising higher education is having free education. We've seen what's happened.
But making it significantly cheaper is surely showing that that's where the Assembly's priority has been. They could have just brought in and said, well, look, we'll just be the same as England and make
but
it 9,000.
They've already, you know, implemented cuts in universities that have been absorbed, and that's why we have dropped in the league tables, because of the cuts. So we've seen what's happened in England. It's barely cost, you know, it's barely saved the taxpayer anything to have £9,000 fees, but it's increased student debt by 84%. And the tuition fee, of £9,000 in England has also meant that 45% of tuition fees are never repaid. 45, that's 4.5 billion that are never repaid whereas before the tuition fee increase, it was just over 1 billion.
But when it comes down to the current financial situation we find ourselves in, are you really saying to people, we've heard a lot this week on this programme about people waiting for treatment, can't get treatment, a girl waiting on spinal injury and it might be up to a year before she gets it. Are you really saying that we should just let those people wait and keep the students' fees down? I mean, surely a small increase.
No, that's certainly not what I'm saying, but I'm saying that...
But tough choices,
you know,
have got to be made.
We need an educated, productive and highly skilled workforce to attract jobs and foreign direct investment, which helps everyone. It helps the economy. You know, we can't prosper as a nation if we do not attract that kind of investment.
Ian Collins,
highly skilled workforce.
Of course.
And if we're not providing that.
Yeah. I mean, Ian Collins, there is an argument to say that if we cut back on the university places, we're not going to have a skilled workforce of the future, and then we're not going to be able to rebuild the economy.
Well, of course, we'll be able to rebuild the economy. I mean, just those figures, just to put those in context of what is happening in England. I mean, the intake of working class students going to university has actually increased since tuition fees increase. But regardless of all the ramifications of whether they increase this amount or that amount, when they're paid back, when they're not paid back, the basic idea is, why should this be free at all? The percentage of students that go on to form the next tier of brilliance, whether they are surgeons, scientists, legal brains, all manner of characters that go on to form that, the higher echelons of what makes a country, a region, a town or a city great, is tiny. And we are financing a whole group of people who've made their own choice. They want some further education. That is absolutely fine. Why should other people, other poor people for that matter, be forced to pay for it at all? And remember, students have to pay for this only afterwards. They're not being asked to stump up front for a bunch of money. This is something that happens afterwards.
It's not a deterrent for someone from a working class background to be faced with $9,000. You know,
but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what background you're from. You're not going to pay it until you hit a certain earning level anyway. So
yeah, and there's $4.45 billion that are $4.5 billion that will never ever be repaid because people end up with, they get degrees and then they're
Yet know that because we are reasonably early on in that experiment as to how many people will eventually end up repaying. I mean, I'm not suggesting the system isn't difficult because we know the system is difficult, but I just can't quite get my head around why you think it would be free. Why should other people pay for your education? For what reason?
You're assuming that students, before they go to university, haven't already paid tax. You're assuming that they haven't already had jobs or careers before.
But why should it be free? Why should that be free? Why should it be free, given that most students are just going to go into jobs and areas of life that those who didn't go to university will get into?
The impact of having that kind of workforce and that kind of
what kind of workforce? What kind of workforce that went through the agency fashion of just going to university?
Tax foreign direct investment.
But surely, Ian, surely we do need to have skilled people. I mean, we have this argument in Northern Ireland a lot about, particularly in the IT sector, getting more women into STEM subjects. It is incredibly important to have a proper skilled workforce. So you'll never attract companies into your area. There's massive competition globally.
No one's saying abolish universities. Simply asking why it would be that other people should pay for it.
But should we invest in the future and help people out rather than saddle them with thousands of pounds of debt?
We already invest. I mean, the mere idea that something that was once free, where about half a dozen people went to university,
Sarah, just let Ian
mix you know, once upon a time, very few people seemed to go to university. Then somebody said, here's a good idea. We could perhaps skew the unemployment figures a little bit and make people feel rather good about themselves and look rather good and glossy to the rest of the world if we send loads of people to university. I mean, it's a nonsense numbers game. The idea that we just want to send heaps of people into further education just so that we can all pat ourselves on the back, preen our whiskers and say, aren't we fantastic? We've sent loads of people to uni. What a clever bunch we are, knowing that only a small percentage of those people that go will form that next tier of excellence that you're referring to.
Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, people don't go to university just to avoid being on the unemployment list.
No, I know, but the whole concept of it being there is
for
the country.
Well, Ian, let her make her point. Let her finish.
Sure.
They still work whilst going to university. This, you know, students, it's not something... It's really whether we value higher education or not. And we know that further in higher education gives people greater social mobility. It gives them better job prospects.
Sure.
You know, is that something that we don't want to prioritize?
That is fabulous. I don't understand why somebody else pays for it, though. I mean, yes, that's great. People can do it, but they should pay for it. Why would somebody else pay for it so that somebody can have some social mobility?
That's the whole point of having greater access to universities and having fees at the likes of £6,000 and £9,000 deters those from the poorest backgrounds from even attending or
applying. Well, it doesn't, because the poorest backgrounds have increased in England over the last couple of years.
Sarah, do you have any statistics for what the picture is in Northern Ireland?
There's been a 100,000 student drop, 200,000 student drop since the tuition fees have increased in England. 200,000 students that now they have the ability to go, but they can't because the fees are too high. And you know what we're going to be doing is exporting our students to Scotland, to other places in Europe where...
Well, look, I just want to take some callers in here because we're just going round in circles a little bit. Paul in Derry, you've got something to say on this. You're a self-employed businessman.
Yeah, just one point only, just really. I did my degree because I got free education. My wife did her degree because she got free education as well. We have no problems whatsoever in paying more tax to help other people get free education down the line.
So you would support that? You don't want to see tuition fees increase then?
Absolutely not. I mean, we got the benefit. Why should we not pay more tax and help other people get the benefit as well?
So should I then be able to just simply go to university right now and do a degree costing £50,000 in philosophy and you pay for it? You're happy with that? Because I've decided I want to.
That's the way it's always been for the last 20 or 30 years until the recent Tory cuts came in, perhaps.
It's nothing to do with Tory cuts. I did
benefit from it, so why should I not help somebody else to benefit from it?
That's an extraordinary statement, considering it was a Labour government in in England that bought in tuition fees and
they brought it in at £1,000. They didn't bring it. They shouldn't have brought it in the first place. But it was the Tories.
I'm not Tory or Labour here, by the way.
Sorry, guys. One at a time. Paul, come back on that.
Yeah, well, I'm neither Tory nor Labour, by the way. But what I'm trying to say is I got the benefit of free education through all the taxpayers. I'm quite happy to pass it down the line to help other
yes.
people.
And we've now realised that that was
Ian,
not...
Ian, let him finish. Let him finish.
Whoever. Bye-bye.
Paul, thanks very much indeed for your call. And Michael is on the line from Drumahoe. Michael.
Hi. I just find it very rich that those people who got the free education, I suppose, but like Paul from Derry there... are now imposing fees on the youngsters of today, you know, when they got the free education. So why not introduce a retro tax and see how popular that becomes on anybody who graduated before fees came in? And maybe we'll get a different...
That would fund the higher education system, wouldn't it?
It certainly would, you know, and I do believe, you know, in the free education, or if you are going to have fees, have a great towards the degree. Well, you know, why should, you know, if somebody decides they want to go and do philosophy, that's fine, and they maybe do, you know, 9 or 10 hours a week compared to doing, you know, say 30 hours in medicine. So the, you know, the potential earnings, you know, should maybe reflect, you know, in the fee. So if you're going to become a dentist or a doctor, whatever it is, well, maybe your fee should maybe be $15,000 a year. And if you want to go and do philosophy and whatever it is, maybe that should be $3,000 a year.
Well, I think the medical students pay more anyway, don't they? They have higher fees to begin with.
They do.
I don't really agree with, you know, having sort of a two-tiered system of, you know, the careers that are, you know, you're going to end up with a higher wage. You know, taxes generally, if you're on a higher wage, you're going to be taxed more anyway. So you're going to be paying that back,
I would agree that it should be free.
Michael,
anyway.
Did you go to university?
No, unfortunately, I dragged my ass through school, so it didn't bother.
I just wondered, had you gone to university and got it free, or had you had to pay for it?
But I have, you know, siblings who did, etc., and, you know, my wife, etc., and people even got grants.
Do you think it's a generation thing that that older people who did get free education, free university education, have one view, and people coming through now with tight and toughened times have a different view?
Maybe not. I mean, everything just costs money these days. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, you know. It's I'm sure the amount of people here, for example, nowadays paying, you know, private medical insurance, would, you know, 30 years ago wouldn't have thought about it. And in the same respect, you know, with education, you know, where's all the money gone? This is what gets to me, you know.
It was never there in the first place. Much of it was never there in the first place, and that is the reality. When the Labour government, when the socialists introduced tuition fees and then commissioned the Brown Report in order to raise tuition fees, before Conservatives even got a sniff of Number 10's curtains, this was always going to happen anyway. And it's merely because of the numbers. It's just mathematics. They realise, look...
Well, how is it possible that plenty of countries in Europe can afford to have free education?
Some countries don't.
And Scotland can give free education.
Well, Ian, I'm just interested. Do you not think younger people are entitled to feel a bit miffed whenever they look and see the bill that they're going to come out with at the end of the 3 or 4 years compared to people who are a bit older who didn't have to pay a penny?
Yeah, when I listen to my mum speaking, I sometimes weep thinking of all the things that were once upon a time free, when we had a smaller population, when there were different pressures, the landscape of the workforce was completely different, expectations were different, social cohesion had changed, etc. Things were very different once upon a time, and they always change. And something with education, I mean, your other contributor there said at the beginning, you know, 45% of people are not repaying their students' tuition fees, which suggests 45% of people never got into jobs that they thought university was going to give them. So straight away, you could argue there's almost 50% of people that should never have gone in the first place.
Sarah, that's a fair point, isn't it? If people aren't reaching their
well,
potential,
certainly not.
From...
I mean, people don't just go to and attend a university course for job prospects. They go to better themselves. They go to
That's a nice romantic idea, and I'm in love with the idea.
And why not?
An ideal notion.
Why wouldn't we?
That'd be great.
Why is that not?
Let's do it up to 30. Why don't we all go to university,
Sarah?
Why don't I go to university?
Why don't we?
We'll all go. We'll all go for a laugh.
It would be very nice.
Great years. Expanding our horizons.
Everyone, but it's
people.
Not.
But Sarah, surely we do need to be realistic about the money that we have and what we can afford to fund. And over the years, in the 80s and 90s, the number of student places did spiral out of all control because the government then realised they couldn't afford to keep funding it.
I just, you know, there are alternative funding models there that don't have to include increasing tuition fees. It's been a disaster in England. We don't want to follow in their footsteps.
It's not been a disaster.
Model.
Let's hear more of your calls. Conleth, you've got a view on this.
Yeah, my view is, are we not all entitled to an education? And if yes, why does it have to be a certain time on it? I mean, we don't pay for secondary education or we don't pay for primary education, surely. And plus, these people who go to university obviously work at what they're doing in school to get the grades to go to university. So why penalise them?
So you think that we should fund university education, what, free, or just keep tuition fees as they are?
No, I think we should fund it free.
And then what do you save money on then? I mean, Simon Hamilton's saying that they're going to have to make really tough decisions, particularly up to 2019, that the budget is going to be slashed significantly.
Well, why pick an education?
Well, where would you save the money then?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's more than enough MLAs, there's more than enough public or government departments.
So cut some of those. David in Malile, what do you think?
Well, my thought is, why should us, the taxpayer, pay for those students to get a university degree, solicitors, doctors, them when they finish their degree, they graduate, say we need a solicitor to defend us in court, then the charges again.
Well, they have to earn a crust, don't they? Derek, you've got a view on this in Craigavon.
Yeah, I think the people who go to university themselves should be the ones that, for, like, I mean, why should somebody else who doesn't go pay tax money to pay for them to go? Like, I mean, we've got this idea that things are free. They're not free. Somebody's paying for it. So why should the people who are getting the benefit out of it should be the ones that are fitting the bill? Why didn't they pay for it when I didn't go to university?
Sarah, has he got a point?
Well, I mean, I paid tax for 5 years before I became a student, but perhaps I've paid for mine before I even started. But, you know, the case is that, of course, people that end up, you know, with lucrative careers after getting a degree, they will be on a higher tax bracket anyway. They'll be paying higher tax than working class people, and that's just right, as that they should. But, you know, we shouldn't be thinking that we need to cut from all different departments. There are savings to be made within universities and within further education.
Yeah, but the proposals they put forward so far have been to cut student places and to not have the extension of McGee. So that's hardly saving things for students.
No, that's ridiculous. We shouldn't be cutting student places. We are already seeing the detriment of cuts that have already been absorbed by the universities in terms of falling in league tables. And that's really serious.
Derek, sorry, I just want to bring Derek back in here. Derek, I want to bring you back in because you do think it should be free. But in terms of the future workforce then,
I don't think it should be free. I think the students should be paying for it themselves, because the way the system is at the minute, they don't pay for it until they finish their degree, and if they get a job above a certain wage, then they pay it back. Like, that's as good, you know, it's as far as it can be.
But what about people put off by that, but put off by the large number, you know, the big hefty debt they have whenever they leave university? We want a skilled workforce.
They'll not have to pay that debt back unless they're earning over a certain amount of money. Like, I mean, what do they want?
David,
they want everybody else to pay for it for the rest of their lives. Why not stay in university for 30 years? Like, I mean, it's not really a big ask to pay for something that you're getting the benefit out of.
David's called from Crumlin. What do you think? Do you agree with Derek? We've got problem on the line there. Sarah, I mean, it's a very difficult one for students, and obviously you're arguing from that perspective. But in terms of the future, what do you think Simon Hamilton is going to do? Have you got any assessment of cross-party support for his proposal?
I don't, you know, I don't really think there's much political will, bar the DUP, for this. I know the Vice-Chancellor has made comment on it, But students are will absolutely not lay back and just allow an increase in fees. It was already a disgrace that we had 9 grand fees.
What's it got to do with students
coming here? You know, there's a lot of focus on the individual student, but it's really what the impact on the economy and the job creators of the future. And if we are not funding that and we're not investing in the future, if that's not a priority, we won't prosper as a nation. It's just not going
to
happen.
I think, David in Crumlin, I think we can go back to you, David. And I think you support what Sarah's got to do, what she's been saying this morning.
If we increase student fees and cut student places, you know, what are we going to do to... Now, we're not talking about doctors and dentists who can make a lot of money, maybe. I'm talking about nurses, and people in paramedic science. These people are already underpaid. And they're expected to pay out so much money to get a degree.
But nurses, surely there are bursaries and there is some extra support.
Nursing bursaries are very, very little. They barely cover the cost of living.
So how do we encourage people like that who have talents, you know, who give something back to the community? Give a heck of a lot back to the community. How are we going to support them?
Ian Collins, do you think nurses should pay the whole thing, or are you supportive of bursaries?
Well, of course I'm supportive of bursaries, but again, as your previous caller said, as I've outlined during this, there's no compulsion to have to pay anything until you hit a certain ceiling anyway. I mean, the idea that, you know, nurses do a fabulous, you know, most nurses do a fabulous job. It's a job like anybody else. People go into it for a variety of reasons, mostly for their own career advancement, and it's a job they want to do, and that's why they do it. Fabulous, and thank goodness for nurses. My own family are utilising that very system to a large degree, regrettably, at the moment. So I understand all of that. However, like anybody else, we've all got to pay. The idea that somebody else would pay for it, because it's not free. None of these things are free. NHS education, somebody somewhere pays for it. It costs an astronomical amount of money. And if we came back here in 20 years' time, I promise you, just as many brains in the world of medicine, law, IT, and all manner of other areas will be coming out of Ireland as there are today. Probably more so, because those universities will be run in a slightly more efficient manner. They'll be slightly more focused on what they need to do, and we'll see zero dent in the kind of brilliance that come out of them.
Mark Bell has called in. Sorry, sir, I just want to go to Mark. He's the president of the University of Ulster Students' Union. Mark, I take it you're with Sarah on this.
Yes, sorry. Thanks very much for taking the time to have me on here. Yeah, I mean, yes, absolutely. I was on my way to a meeting in Belfast, but I thought I'd just bring in to give a bit of perspective from our end. Yeah, absolutely. I would support everything that Sarah, the comments that Sarah has made around this. I suppose I just wanted to give some perspective on this. The kind of cuts that the universities are being forced into now is basically meaning that next year, 500 extra students less are going to make it into university in University of Ulster and Queen's. That's 500 extra students who could have made opportunities for themselves, been able to move themselves up the socioeconomic ladder, that are now being denied those opportunities.
Mark, but what about the central point, though, that Simon Hamilton... Sorry, I just want to ask Mark about this. Rather than slash 1,000 or 3,000 places, university places, do you agree with Simon Hamilton that a small increase in tuition fees could help higher education through the next few years, which are going to be difficult?
No, I would fundamentally disagree with that point. And there's a couple of different reasons for that. I suppose the first and most important factor is when you have a cumulatively increasing tuition fees, that creates a system where those from the lowest socioeconomic communities, it's a complete barrier to them to being able to not only access the higher education, but for the students who, and not even the students from those groups, but for in general, graduates who are coming out saddled with extra debt, it means that they are less in a position to be able to create enterprise, generate money for the income, contribute to the tax base, but as well as that.
But ultimately, they don't have to pay it back until they reach a certain earning threshold. So surely they can set up all the businesses in the world and then reach a point where they're making enough money to pay back.
At this very moment in time, an awful lot of Western economies are really reevaluating how higher education is valued and funded. If you look at it, I know there's been a bit of discussion already around the British model, but I suppose just for a note in Australia, they have recently lifted the caps on what students can be charged by universities. In America, there is well over, and I have been on this show to speak on this subject before, but there is well over $1 trillion of student debt in circulation. Now, they're talking over in the UK about non-repayment rates, you know, and we may need to bring these up or down. But the reality is student debt in America, if you look at that to be the most extreme or advanced model of this sort, that student debt that will never leave them because it's tied to them even through bankruptcy. Now, if that's, I would personally fundamentally disagree with moving towards that type of model. But I just wanted to speak very, very briefly.
We're running out of time.
Apologies. Education in a post-conflict society, we would try to do an awful lot of work around work with the Equality Commission, Section 75.
That's really a debate for another day, Mark. But listen, thank